our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
And we're awesome.
We're pretty awesome. You know what else is awesome? Grand Prix Las Vegas.
Yeah, we literally just came in from the airport. Like, we just got in like 10 minutes ago. And I'm like, let's do a podcast while we're exhausted.
Because we do our best podcasts when we're too tired to function. And it was a long trip. It was good, but it was action-packed.
It was a crazy long weekend.
It was.
So, yeah, if you haven't been to Las Vegas before, it's kind of fun.
Yeah.
We didn't bother gambling much. Well, we gambled a little bit.
Yeah, we gambled. I put like $5 into slot machines and didn't win.
Uh-huh.
And then like another couple bucks, and then you put 20
in blackjack
and didn't win. And we're like, yeah, we're done.
We're done gambling.
And you know what? We didn't win.
It was like $28 we lost.
Yeah, it was almost nothing, so.
But we also do have some good stories about playing Magic cards.
We do, so. Because it was fun. So the reason that we went was for the Magic the Gathering Grand Prix for Modern Masters 2, which is a set of older cards and some newer cards that they put them all together and like, these are good and we'll put them all at the same time.
Yeah, it's a set that was made to be drafted, but also to put, to have newer players be able to play older formats.
Mm-hmm.
So they reprinted a lot of older cards.
Mm-hmm.
So the people can have it. It reduces the barrier of entry for the modern format, which mm-hmm. is from 2007 or 8, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this, you know, it's from sets from a few years back. So those cards are harder to find. So they reprinted a lot of them.
So the Grand Prix, they're called Grand Prix. There were four of them actually happening
mm-hmm.
And all over the world, but we were the one in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
It's kind of a combination of things. So there's a main event where everybody who signs up for it, they all play Magic for a day, and if they're good, they make it to a second day of playing Magic.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of side events too. So you did a lot of drafts.
Yeah,
you did a lot. You did like seven or eight drafts.
Six, I think. Six drafts.
Really? That was it? Oh, it feels like more.
Because I did two on Friday.
And then four.
And then four on Sunday.
Yeah. That was nuts. That was a lot of drafting.
Yeah.
But you seem to enjoy it.
Oh, I had so much. I love drafting. It's my favorite format. My favorite type of playing.
And then we had the main event, which is, there were like almost 8,000 people in it.
Yeah, the total of registered people before the event was 8,175. But after the people who dropped after they opened their pools and people who didn't show up, it was like 7,500 people got to play in the full event.
Yeah. So they actually split it into two events because there were so many people. They're like, this is too many for one event. So they split it into two. We were in the one called Magic Origins, which is named after the upcoming set but didn't have anything to do with it.
Yeah, it was just a way to get it to split into two of them. It was the second one.
And we actually ended up being in the same section too, which was really cool. So we didn't have to get split up. And in fact, when we built our decks, we built them across the table from each other.
Yeah.
So that was cool, too.
And so our decks
next
worked.
To each other.
Our decks worked pretty good. We got pretty far in the tournament. Holly actually got farther than I did.
I did somehow. By some fluke of beginner's luck, I made it around further than you did.
Yeah, you... I lost in the seventh round.
I lost in the eighth round.
Yeah, out of nine.
There's nine rounds that day. I lost in the eighth round. So if you lose more than two games, you can't make it to the second day of play. So I had two games lost and five games won going into the eighth round. And I kind of wanted to lose in the eighth round if I was going to lose. Because if I'd made it to the ninth round and lost there, it would have been more of a waste of time.
Right. But it would have been awesome if you made day two.
It would have been awesome if I made day two. But day two is drafting. It's different. It's a little bit different. So what happens on the first day is if you're not familiar with Magic, I'm sorry about this.
Yeah, this is going to be a very Magic-themed...
We'll try not to spend the whole episode on it. the first day, they give you a whole bunch of cards, mm-hmm. and they say, build a deck out of this specific set of cards.
Yeah, it's six packs of cards. It should be 90?
We did what was called cards. The sleep-in special, which means that we didn't have to mark down which cards were in our packs. Someone else did it for us.
Yeah, so it's normally you get the six packs, you open them up, you log what cards are there, mm-hmm. and then you wrap up the thing and pass it around.
But we didn't do that.
Right. We just got the judges pre-registered for us, so we just had to go and build a deck and
I had
that.
One mistake on my page that I noticed. How many did you have?
I had like three.
Yeah.
But they did.
Were they
you know,
missing cards or extra cards? Or
oh, it was just they just marked the wrong spot.
Oh,
it
was mine like was below. Missing altogether. I was like, I have this card in my hand and it's not on my sheet.
Yeah.
So it wasn't a big deal. It might have been if we were good at the game, but it wasn't. So that's the first day, but the second day is drafting, which is where everybody gets a certain number of packs, but you open up your pack, you take one card out of it, and you pass it to the person next to you. I've never done this before.
Yeah, you get half as many cards to build a deck from, but you get to choose which ones you want to use.
But the prospect of doing that for the first time at a day two Grand Prix was horrifying.
Like with all the people who are really good at Magic.
With people who actually know what they're doing. My last round, the guy across from me goes, what do you usually play? As in like, what format do you usually play? Standard, modern? I was like, I don't, because I don't usually play.
Uh-huh.
And that was such a weird thing, because everybody around me was like super into it, and I was just there by some fluke of stroke of luck.
Yeah.
I just got some really good cards. So, but that's okay. You helped me build my deck, which is probably the only reason I made it as far as I did, but that's okay.
Yeah, you had some really good cards.
I did have good cards.
Yeah, they had good synergy.
Stop with that word. Synergy means they work well together. Let's never say it again.
I mean, that's just the way that's how you say it. Anyway, so Holly went 5-3 on day one, and then the day after that, she kind of walked around on the strip. Well, let's go through the whole...
I spent most of my days walking around on the strip.
Yeah, like on Thursday, we got there at about 1 o'clock, and then we got to our hotel, and then we just like, let's go walk around and do whatever. So Thursday was just walking around. We walked halfway down the strip.
We walked 7 miles.
About 7 miles.
Yeah. It turns out it's really, really easy to walk very far in Las Vegas without even realizing you're doing it until you get home and you're like, I have 5 blisters. What happened?
Yeah. And you're just like all worn out.
Yeah. We were super tired. Yeah. I didn't wear walking shoes. Like I wear just shoes, like regular shoes that are fine under normal circumstances, but I was not prepared that day for walking. So,
So Thursday we walked around. Friday, what did you
do? Where did we eat Thursday? We ate a lot of good food. Thursday, I think we ate at the Italian place.
The first day, because it was in Caesar's Palace.
Was it in Caesar's Palace?
Yeah.
I thought it was in the
The Forum Shops.
Venetian.
It might have been the Venetian. Yeah, the Venetian.
I don't remember now.
They're kind of connected.
Yeah, it was in between them. The really cool thing about that is, again, if you've never been to Las Vegas, we'll just give you an idea of what things look like. It's inside, but they've painted the sky with like blue with clouds, and they've got
the
like
ceiling.
Lighting in the corners that make it look like sunset. So it's like perpetually dusk, and it's really awesome. Uh-huh. You're inside, but it feels like you're eating outside.
Yeah, you were. I was telling. It's like it looks like you're outside, and you're like no.
No, but it really does.
And then you're like, well, they don't have the canals in Venice, and I was like,
but they do.
Yeah, they have the guys in the gondolas.
And they had a lady in a gondola the second day when I was walking around. They had a lady, and they sing.
Yeah.
It was just silly. I thought about taking a gondola when I was there alone one of the days, but I was alone, and I'm like, a gondola ride alone is the saddest thing I can think of. Although I did see, they have a Ferris wheel there at the Link Hotel. I did see someone entirely alone in one of those huge Ferris wheel pods. They fit like 40 people, but she was alone.
It was just her.
Yeah. Like, that maybe is a little worse than a gondola ride.
So, yeah, so the way it works in Las Vegas is all the hotels are connected.
More or less,
Generally, you might have to walk across the street, but they have, like an escalator going up to a raised walkway.
Las Vegas, it's called Sin City, but it should be called the City of Escalators.
Yeah.
There are more escalators there than in any mall you've ever been in.
And the cool thing is that since it's in the middle of the desert, it never rains, so they could just have them outside.
Yeah, and they do.
Yeah,
they got them outside. This is really cool. It's also very hot there.
Yeah, because it is the desert.
Yeah, we walked to the strip the first day. That was a huge mistake.
Mm-hmm.
We walked there at like 2 p.m. Mm-hmm. It was such a bad idea.
We didn't realize there was a monorail at that point.
Did we eat lunch? I think we ended up eating lunch there too.
No, we had a late lunch at the Italian place.
Oh, that was our first like an early dinner, late lunch sort of thing. Yeah, I remember that. That was cool. All right, so that was Thursday. We just walked around a lot. It was very hot.
Yeah, Friday, we got there. It opened at like 11.
Yeah, we got to the Magic event on Friday. It opened at 11, and it started out with what's called Mini Masters.
Yeah.
So they just give you a pack of cards, and you just play against somebody else with their pack of cards.
Yeah, you get one pack of cards to build a deck from, and then you play against the person across from you.
So a pack of cards has 15 cards in it, and this was 30-card minimum decks, so you had to just put 15 filler lands in. And it was really fun. And then if you win the first round, you move on to the second round, you get another pack of cards, you just keep going, you keep getting more packs of cards, and you can hone your deck and make it better. And I won mine.
Yeah, you won the whole thing of that.
Well, so technically I tied for first with another girl, but we didn't play it out, so I'm just claiming the win.
Yeah, one thing I wanted to note too, that there was a lot of women playing Magic.
There were a lot of women playing Magic, and I was actually disappointed I did not play against a female the whole weekend. But I could have. Yeah, it was entirely possible to.
Like every draft pod was like there's at least one woman in it.
Yeah, that was another thing. I was disappointed. They had these really cool T-shirts that said "I make Magic history" or "I made Magic history."
Oh yeah.
And they sold out of men's smalls and women's mediums almost immediately, just because they didn't think ahead that there were going to be that many small people there.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't get to have that shirt, which sucks because I really wanted that shirt.
So they had a lot of extra larges.
Yeah, they did. They had a ton of huge ones around, but they didn't have. And they had small women's. But the small women's were really small. I couldn't make it work. Yeah,
because there's some tiny people.
I don't like women's cut shirts either. They're too tight, too clingy. So I don't buy them. But so the first day we did Mini Masters, it was kind of a cluster. They didn't really...
Yeah, well, there was so many people.
It was not as... The whole event entirely was not as organized as it could have been.
I think that it was as organized as best as it could have been because it was so large. And
they ordered the wrong packs. They were sent the wrong ones.
Well, that's a rumor.
I'm sure that's what happened.
Right, we heard a rumor that... So we got packs from Cons of Tarkir, which is a set that came out...
Yeah, the Mini Masters
was Cons. The set that came out last October. Mm-hmm. And then someone, when we were walking, someone mentioned that they were supposed to be Dragons of Tarkir, which was a set that came out a couple months ago, like the most recent...
The logical one to be using for this,
right.
But they didn't.
But they just got the wrong ones, in allegedly. But we were happy to get the Cons packs because we liked that set better.
Yeah, they had better cards.
It's a better draft set.
It was fun. So that was my Magic for that day. You spent the rest of the day drafting.
Mm-hmm.
You did some drafts. You had a long wait for drafts, so you had to wait a couple hours.
Oh, actually, the first draft, I just went in and just did it.
Yeah.
Like, I was in line right away. There was like a 2-hour wait for drafts after that, so I just went and did a sealed trial instead of a draft.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the other things. And I got where I got my other playmat was from the sealed trial.
Oh, okay.
I did a draft and a sealed trial that day instead of two drafts. Yeah, I thought it was only one draft. Yeah, so I did that, and I did pretty well. I went 3-2, got some prize tickets for that.
There were some complaints on the GP hashtag GP Vegas that they had run out of paper, and they weren't able to mark stuff down like they were supposed to, and the ATMs kept running out of money malfunctioning.
But there were so many people just pulling all the money out.
Yeah, because they only took cash. Yeah. That was a huge oversight, too. They really should have had some sort of other system to take cards, because cash is not... sustainable for that many people with that few ATMs.
Unless they bring cash beforehand.
Yeah. But they weren't. I don't think anybody was told that it was going to be cash only.
Yeah. Well, I mean, some of the vendors and stuff took cards.
Yeah, vendors took cards.
I got one of my two last tiny leaders that I needed.
You did?
Well, I needed three, but now I only need two.
Now you only need two.
But
you're going to get one.
By the end of this podcast, I might only need one.
We went to GP Vegas for you to get one card. Mm. One card. And in 3 days of playing, you did not get that card.
Yeah, I was trying to get it's like the second or third most expensive card in the set. Yeah. And I was hoping to get one out of one of my drafts or a sealed or something. But
yeah, you didn't get the first or second or third most expensive ones.
Yeah. What was the third? Oh, Dark Confidant is the second or third.
Yeah. Oh, well.
And nobody got a Tarmogoyf. But there was a funny thing that happened in the top eight
Saturday. Oh, wait, no. So we're only on Friday.
We're only on Friday.
What did we eat on Friday?
I don't remember. Did we eat food?
We had
granola bars.
Oh, we did. Friday was the day that... So I was downtown. I don't remember what I had for lunch. I might have had nothing. I had sushi. I walked to eat sushi on Friday.
And then at night...
sushi. And then at night, I went down to the strip because I was like, oh, we'll have dinner. And you were taking longer than I thought you would. And I was alone on the strip at night, and I was horrified and scared. I was getting scared because people were being weird. because it's a Friday night on the strip alone as a female.
Oh, yeah. They were trying to get all up in your business.
I mean, they weren't really, but it's still like a fear that's so ingrained into females when we're young that it's just, you're like, don't kill me. And it's very busy. It's super busy down there. So it's a little bit scary.
Yeah, it gets really busy at like 9 p.m. And then like it builds up and ramps up.
Yeah, the daytime in Vegas on the strip is great. There's nobody there. There's no competition.
The best time to be there is like 6 a.m. because there's nobody and it's nice.
Yeah, but the shops aren't open yet either. Oh, I would say the best time to be there is about 5 p.m. because it hasn't really ramped up for evening yet, but the heat of the day is starting to cut.
Yeah.
So I would say that's about the best time.
Okay.
Like early dinner time. But you finally got out of your events that you were doing, and yeah, like you came down. There's a really great monorail that actually went straight from our hotel.
Yeah, the monorail was awesome.
The first day we were there, we were like, should we get a three-day pass? I don't know how much we'll be using this, so we didn't. And we way overpaid for the monorail and tickets after that because we didn't get the three-day pass.
We bought like 2 one-day passes and then a bunch of regular one trips. Yeah, we
spent a bunch of money.
Ugh.
Oh, well, we didn't know. Now we know. If you ever go to Las Vegas, seriously, use the monorail. It is amazing. Yeah. It's so great. It's a little bit hidden behind a lot of the...
Yeah, it's like, it's $28 or something for a three-day pass.
For a three-day pass, yeah.
And it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. They're a little hidden behind the hotels.
It's but they have signs.
They're signed pretty well. Especially if you're going to be drinking. Don't bother driving. Don't bother trying to get a taxi.
Oh, yeah, don't ever drive.
Don't bother with any of that. Just take the monorail.
Yeah, take the monorail and walk around.
But we went to a place called Hash House A-Go-Go.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, like a small chain, maybe just a regular size chain. And they've got a few of them. There's like 3 of them in Vegas alone. But we weren't expecting. So we went there because it was open 24 hours and it was open really late. We weren't expecting the food that was there.
Yeah.
Because it was.
I ordered a burger.
It was pretty inexpensive. It was like $15 to $18. Yeah, it was
a lot cheaper than most other food in Vegas.
Yeah, most of the other food in Vegas, the entrees are $25, $30. This was like $15 to $20.
Yeah, so we're like, okay, whatever. I'll get a burger and some mashed potatoes.
It was huge!
Yeah, the burger I got was giant, and the mashed potatoes were like 4 servings of mashed potatoes.
It was! I had meatloaf and mashed potatoes, and it was like 2 pounds of meatloaf. Yeah. Like, we ate the meatloaf for breakfast the next day.
They gave us way too much food.
It was amazing.
And I said to the waitress, I was like, I did not expect this much food.
But she seemed that was a common thing.
Yeah.
And they use rosemary as garnish and like everything. I can't imagine how much rosemary.
They just stuck it out of the thing.
It just sticks straight up. But yeah, I highly recommend it if you're ever going to be in Vegas.
Hash House A-Go-Go, really just get one and share it.
Yeah, get one and share it. That is definitely a 2-person meal.
Yeah, because you can have 2 people eat for $15.
You could probably stretch it to 3 if you're not all like super hungry.
Yeah. And that was in which
that
hotel?
That was inside the Link. It was actually really easy to get to. It was, it was right off the monorail. Like, you just walk in, and it's right there, and you just walk right back. So.
I thought it was cool that there's an escalator going to the restaurant.
Yeah, it was upstairs. Again, escalators. So many escalators.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of shopping. I spent some time shopping that day. Bought some nail polish.
Yeah.
Very important stuff. Bought some color change nail polish. Changes from white to yellow. In the sunlight.
And then we got home. After that, I was very tired and you were very tired.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to sleep and woke up and went to the Grand Prix, which was Saturday morning at 9 a.m. it started. And I got there a little bit early just to make sure that we were...
Yeah, there was some miscommunication from the organizers of the event about what time we were actually supposed to be starting. Originally I said 9, then it said 9:30. We didn't really get started till 10.
I got there a little early just to make sure it was 9:30 and then I let you know and then... We met up and then went back.
We took the long way. We found out, like, the third day that our hotel, like, you just had to cross the street to get there. We were taking these super long routes through, like, a skywalk and everything to get there.
Yeah.
And it was so much easier.
Yeah.
Like, you could make that walk in, like, 3 minutes and we were making it, like, 10.
Well, like, the longest part of it is walking through the hotel.
It is, yeah. Through the hotel. Well, and it was walking through the convention center when we were going the long way.
Yeah, the first time.
Yeah. When we had no idea where to go.
But then the second time, I think it was on Sunday when I figured out. I was like, oh, you know, you can just walk through.
No, it was Saturday.
Saturday night, I think, yeah. And I was like, yeah, we could just, this door, remember that door that we didn't go through, but we went up the escalator and went through the skywalk instead? That was how you get in. So yeah, I found that out.
So Saturday was the main event. We've already discussed how that went.
Yeah.
Also,
of note, things that happened on Saturday is we met one of our internet friends.
Yeah, we didn't know our internet friend Bradley Rose was going to be there.
Yeah, and he was.
And we're like, hey, you're here. And then we had a very awkward conversation because
at first,
we're all awkward nerds and didn't know what to say or do.
Didn't know each other.
But then it got better after that.
Yeah, so we met up at night after we were all done. Mm. After Holly finally lost.
I did finally lose. And guys, I was so excited. I was the most excited person.
For three rounds, she was trying to lose.
I was trying to lose and it just wasn't working. Well, I wasn't actively trying. But, right. I kind of wanted to lose for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, after I lost my second round,
yeah,
I
was ready to drop.
I was like, I'm ready to go. But you didn't. No, I wanted. I figured I'd stick it out as long as you were still in.
I wanted to see how far I'd make it.
Yeah. And you did good.
And I did. I did really well. But we met up with Brad after that, and we went to, I don't remember the name of the restaurant.
It was like a Brazilian meat store.
Yeah, so it wasn't just Brazilian meat. Like, they had other food, too.
Yeah, they had other food.
But Brazilian meat store is they just keep bringing you meat until you tell them not to.
Yeah, they will just come over, like a guy comes over with like a bunch of meat on
a
stick.
Like, you want the sirloin?
He's like, you want sirloin? I'm like, yeah, I want sirloin. He's like, you want pork and pineapple? Yeah, I do.
You want this chicken leg? All right.
Yeah, just, and then you just, they keep bringing it.
Yeah, until you tell them to stop. Yeah. I was not interested in this. I knew I wouldn't make it worth it. So I had some bean and something soup, stew, and it was actually really good.
Yeah.
Like, it was $10. Yours was $45.
The meat was
satisfied.
It was the most expensive meal I've bought in a long time. Yeah. But I got my money's
totally worth.
I got my money's worth of meat out of that.
You absolutely did. They tried to sell you on the salad and the bread, though. They're like, oh, yeah, salad and bread for sure. But we all saw right through that.
But at the end of it, the guy's like, you want more meat? And I'm like, oh, no.
No. He was trying to get you to take more meat. He's like, you sure?
You should have some more meat.
You should have this meat. No, no, sir.
I was like, I'm full.
That was good. And then we left, and Brad almost didn't make it in time to get his car out.
Yeah,
There, but it worked out.
The parking lot closed at 11, and he got there at like 10:58. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But that worked out. So then we went to sleep.
Oh, we also met some podcasters.
Oh,
that,
we did.
That we're fans of.
We met the Magic the Amateuring ladies.
And they gave us bracelets.
We're wearing bracelets. They're very lovely. They're very lovely people.
Yeah.
I was excited to meet them and find out that they were lovely people because one of them has a Minnesota accent and I always feel comforted when I listen to it. I'm just like, oh, I know that. I know what that voice is. Yeah.
So we met a lot of cool people.
We did.
Had a great time.
I feel like we're missing something. We went to Madame Tussauds on Thursday.
Oh, we did.
We wasted our money on the wax museum. I wanted to go to the bodies exhibit.
You should have went.
That one where they like inject plastic into dead Chinese prisoners.
I told you to go to it.
I know, but it was $35. And
you spent $250 on stupid headphones.
I know, $270. We'll get to those. We went to Madame Tussauds, the wax museum. It was mildly worth it.
I thought it was cool.
It was.
It was really
cool. It
was
pretty cool.
That was, I'll never go again.
No.
But it's a once in a lifetime thing.
And if you're on the edge about like, maybe I should go, don't.
Yeah, if you don't.
If you're not going to be real into it, like, do not.
I thought it was cool.
You did. And we saw like this shitty 40 movie. Apparently 40 movies are usually much better than that. It
was
like a cartoon Avengers.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
I don't know.
I would have rather seen more. Like wax figures instead of seeing that dumb
thing. My Facebook profile picture is now me getting grabbed by the Hulk.
Wax Hulk.
Wax
from Madame
Hulk.
Tussauds.
Huge wax Hulk from Madame Tussauds. It was all right. It's all right. Mm. That's what we're missing. Also, there's so much shopping in Las Vegas, but it's not like Target or anything like that. It's like all these high end people you've maybe heard of, but you didn't know were actually stores like Chanel and all this other.
Oh, the Rolex store.
Fancy stores. It's like this is a Christian Louboutin. He's like a French
Louboutin.
Shoe guy, I think. Yeah. I don't know anything, but it was all there.
Yeah. Well, then the restaurants
Fendi,
too.
Madonna, I've heard of those. They were in a Black Eyed Peas song, maybe.
Okay. So all the restaurants too, the ones that we didn't go to because they were way expensive.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay had a bunch of restaurants, and Joel Robuchon, the French guy.
He had one. Wolfgang Puck had a few.
Yeah, but like Giada had one.
Giada had
Guy
one.
Guy Fieri.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. No, we wanted to go to one of the Gordon Ramsay ones, but they were pretty pricey.
Yeah, it was like $100 for.
Yeah, well, the burger one wasn't so bad.
Yeah, but I mean.
The Beef Wellington, I think, was going to be, like, 28. No, not the Beef Wellington. He had, like, pies, shepherd pies. They were, like, 20-something dollars, but we still decided it wasn't worth it.
Yeah, that was, like, his pub one that he had.
Yeah. And the lines were really long to get in all of them, too, because it was somebody they'd heard of. So, that was Saturday. Sunday, neither one of us made day two. You did a lot of drafting on Sunday.
I did four drafts
on Sunday. I slept in for a really long time, hung out in the hotel for a while. That was pretty nice.
Watched some Telemundo.
Actually, I switched over to Univision.
Okay.
I was watching a movie. No, it was like a movie. Because Telemundo only had a New Wave Oven infomercial.
Oh,
I wasn't into it. seen it before. Seen it in English. Don't need to watch it in Spanish. But they had some weird... It was some sort of movie about, like, an Indian girl. She was getting into all kinds of hijinks.
Oh,
she was, like, a dancer.
So, one of the good things that came out of this was... Oh, on Sunday night. We did stuff on Sunday night after I was undrafted.
Yeah, I did a bunch of stuff. So, Sunday, I went... So, I was on my own on the Strip. We'd only gone out in the northern part of the Strip before that, so I decided I would go to the last few hotels.
And to see
so, we went
there.
Down to, like, the MGM. I went to Excalibur, which was kind of cool. I went to... briefly stopped into the Luxor, which is a big pyramid.
And New York, New York.
Sweet. And New York, New York,
where
which it turns
our
out,
snack comes from
yeah,
today.
New York, New York, it turns out, is my favorite hotel there. I didn't think it was going to be. Mm-hmm. For two reasons. One, they have Hershey's Chocolate World, which is where our snack came from. And two, they have an arcade. Like a big arcade.
A big ass arcade.
With a lot of stuff in it, and it was really fun. And we spent $25 in like 2 hours there.
Yeah, we... Some of the games were broken. But...
Some of the games were a little broken. I played this one game that was broken, and it just kept giving me tickets and tickets and tickets and tickets. But hey, I got a Hello Kitty puzzle, so that's a thing, right?
We spent all of our tickets.
Yeah, we did.
Except for two.
Except for two.
And you bought some glow-in-the-dark dinosaurs?
I got some glow-in-the-dark dinosaurs. They're really awesome, actually. They're probably my favorite things in the whole world.
Oh, is that one of each?
Yes, this is one of each. So, there's other stores down in that direction, too. There's an M&M store, which is like four floors, and you could personalize your own M&Ms. I could have gotten stuff printed on it, but they're like $20 for
cup
of them.
Dumb.
Yeah. There's a Coca-Cola store, but I'm not really... Like, I went in there, and I was like, they don't have Dr. Pepper stuff. I'm out.
Yeah.
Because Dr. Pepper is sometimes sold with Coke, sometimes sold with Pepsi. But yeah, then they had a Hershey World, which was only two floors, but it was... They had dispensers for Hershey's Kisses, a whole bunch of different dispensers for Hershey's Kisses. So I got three different kinds. We have cookies and cream, we have vanilla cream, and we have chocolate truffle. All
right.
So we are each going to try these. In full disclosure, we've totally been eating them all day. So
what is our, which one should we
have
first?
Okay, let's start with the cookies and cream, because I know that's probably going to be your least favorite one.
Cookies and cream. Okay, it's white chocolate.
White chocolate with little cookie bits in it.
Little cookie bits.
You're probably familiar with cookies and cream. It's a lot like the Hershey's cookies and cream bar, just in Kiss form instead. It's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
I remember not liking a Hershey's cookies and cream bar.
I don't hate white chocolate. It's fine.
It's just a little stickly sweet.
Yeah. Very a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
Very a lot.
There's this other chocolate that I bought. We just stopped into a chocolate store on a whim. It was called Hex. I don't remember what the
with
actual store
X's.
Was. With two X's. This is the best chocolate I've ever had. It's just sugar. It's just palm sugar. And cocoa beans. That's it. Right. There's nothing else in it. But it tastes like so many different things.
Right.
The one I have tastes like lemon and coffee and cherry.
Right. Well, that's how they do wine, too. And,
yeah.
And like coffee beans, like single source coffee beans and wine. Like, because wine is like, you know, it has notes of whatever. And
but honestly, more than any coffee that I've ever drank, I can tell the flavors in this very distinctly. And they're very different from each other. So.
Yeah, they all tasted the same to me.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, not to me at all.
Yeah. There's like four different ones, I think.
There were five different ones.
Five different ones, yeah.
We taste tested them all. I bought three of them, planning on sending one or two of them as gifts. I'm keeping one of them for myself because it was so good.
Yep.
It was so good. Yeah, but then, so I bought one bar the first night, loved it, and then I was like, no, I'm never going to get any more, and then we accidentally stumbled upon a second one of those stores. So
yeah, in the MGM. There's one in the MGM Grand.
There's one in the MGM Grand. There's one out on the street in by Bally's.
Yeah, it's between Paris and Bally's,
I think. No, I think it's on the other side of Bally's. It's just not in with those shops.
Oh, right, right. Yeah, it's like on a corner.
Yeah, it's on a corner or something. There's like a bunch of cool shops in between Bally's and Paris. They're just like outdoor shops.
Yeah.
That's pretty new. They were cool. We also saw the Bellagio fountain go. It was My Heart Will Go On. It wasn't the best show I could have seen.
It was not the best.
I think the volcano outside Treasure Island is cool.
Yeah, just like there shoots fire out.
Shoots fire. Oh, I also saw when I was waiting for you on Friday, I also saw... inside of the Caesar's Palace, Venetian, one of the two, there's like a round, like, section, and they've got a fountain there, and there's like a live show with living statues, and they're moving, mm-hmm. and like moving statues, and one of them shoots fire, and the other one shoots water, and they argue,
yeah, I think
and
that's
then
in
somebody
the
kills
forum,
everybody.
The forum shops or whatever, which
yeah,
is like
it was really
them.
Cool.
Yeah.
I accidentally stumbled upon it, like, just as it was starting. I got to see the whole thing.
And the giant manta ray that lives in the fish tanks.
Yeah. Okay, what's your verdict on cookies and cream?
Cookies and cream is fine.
All right, it's fine. It's fine. Let's move on to vanilla cream.
Vanilla cream?
This is not one I'd had before, so I just got it.
Looks like it's a milk chocolate kiss.
To see if I like it. It is a milk chocolate kiss. It's a very milk chocolate kiss. Mmm. So, it's chocolate with like a vanilla center.
Or too sugar.
I really like it, but you don't like it.
Mm. Too much sugar.
Yeah. I like it, though. I'd eat that one again.
It just tastes like those, like when you get a box of candy, and you get that one, you're like, ugh.
Yeah. Usually that's coconut for me. Nah, but I see what you're saying. Yeah, the one that's just, like, so sweet, you're like, why'd I put this in my mouth?
Right.
Yeah, I'm aware.
So sweet.
Familiar with that.
So let's eat this other one so I
Last one here is chocolate truffle. Uh-huh. This is chocolate with chocolate inside.
It's dark chocolate with
dark chocolate with just more chocolate inside. It's just so much chocolate. This is Adam's favorite of the ones that I got. There were other options there, too. The cherry cordial one, the mint truffle one that you only sometimes see outside of, or like in seasonal times, but.
Yeah, it's real good. I would eat the chocolate truffle ones every day.
Mm-hmm. Would you?
I shouldn't, but I would. So, yeah. So, my final verdicts for those three.
Mm-hmm.
Cookies and cream.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it a 6. It's fine.
Mm-hmm.
The vanilla one, a 4, because it's just too sweet. And chocolate truffle gets a 9.
See, I think the chocolate truffle is really sweet. It's very strongly chocolate.
Mm. Yeah, chocolate.
So I'm going to go 6 on cookies and cream as well. I'm going to go 6 on chocolate truffle and 7 on vanilla.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now that we've done our snack, we haven't had a top 3 yet.
We haven't, but we haven't finished our recap.
Oh, okay. Well, what's next?
Sunday. We played the arcade a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then we went to a food store. You ate food.
It was just Mexican.
Yeah, you had Mexican food.
Yeah, it was just generic.
It was all right.
Mexican
it was all right.
Food. Yeah, it was fine.
There was a lot of cool food there, though. We really had a hard time deciding because New York had a bunch of stuff, and I really wanted pizza. I wanted pizza so hard.
But yeah,
New York
but
style
you just,
pizza.
You just,
ate I didn't.
Stuff. So yeah, it was just, I mean, it was basic Mexican food, and it was fine.
Yeah, it was fine. It was very fun.
The one thing I did notice that all the wait staff in Las Vegas is very, very nice.
They are.
Everyone's
they
super happy.
They have to be.
But they also probably get really good tips, too.
Yeah, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
And I don't think anybody was overtly rude to me there.
Yeah. Everybody.
Oh, except the very first person that I played in the Mini Masters. The very first interaction I had with
that
player,
guy. What a turd.
The first guy that I played against, I sat down across the room and he goes, "Oh, I'm going to lose to a girl?" I'm just like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, is this really happening? This is 2015. Like, maybe we can move past this
now. He was an old guy, too.
He was an old guy. That doesn't excuse it, though.
Right, but he just doesn't understand how the world works.
I think he does understand how the world works, and he's just a dick.
Okay,
that's
fair.
What I think. I think he's just a jerk.
So, so Sunday we did that.
We did that.
And then we came home on
the
monorail.
We didn't go to any shows. We were going to go to shows, and we never went to see
the show.
To a show.
That's fine. They're not that
they're
great.
They're real expensive.
We can download them.
Suzanne Summers was featuring at our hotel, and they wouldn't let us stop talking about that. Her.
Yep.
I don't know what she sings, I guess. I don't know what she's saying.
Yeah, I don't know what she's supposed to be doing.
I think she's just trying to get any money that she can to keep her face looking like a face instead
and,
of like a saggy piece.
Yeah, so we did that.
Something.
And then Monday, we woke up.
Yep.
Took a shower and went to the airport.
Went to the airport. Got a shuttle.
Yeah.
Shuttle to the airport. One thing that we did skip in there, you briefly mentioned that I purchased headphones. And I did. So I purchased, because I the flight there was a little rough because I was afraid of flying. And Adam's hand took the brunt of that. And I squeezed the sand a lot because I was very scared of every noise the plane made, every bump the plane made. And I really didn't want to experience that on the way back. So I decided to spend the money, splurge, and get noise-canceling headphones. They're not cheap because it's a technology that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And I went with earbuds because over-the-ear headphones tend to irritate my piercings. And plus, they're just big and bulky and heavy and annoying. So I went with the earbuds. $270. So I open them up. And I'm having fun looking through stuff, and I decided to actually read the instructions that came with it, because,
the instructions.
On the off chance that there was something that I might need to know about, and, so here's what I found. So I was reading through the safety information.
And we'd like to share these with you.
And I'm going to share this with you.
Because these are very interesting.
So the regular instructions are not that interesting. They're just like, here's how you change the tip and the earbuds or whatever. But the safety instructions, I found a lot of joy in reading. So I'm going to share these with you today. It's a big, long strip.
We'll get to the important parts. I'll probably
skip the last third because it's just like FCC compliance information. But let's start at the top. Please take time to carefully read and follow the important safety instructions in the owner's guide and warranty. Okay?
Mm-hmm. This is important. Listen
important
up.
Important safety instructions. Warnings. I might paraphrase some of these.
These are paraphrased.
Don't put it in water.
Number one,
don't put it in water. Number two, don't put it near stuff with water. Number three, don't put it near fire.
Yep.
Number four.
Okay, seems, I understand. So we don't put it near water.
Don't put it in water.
Don't put it near water.
Don't put it near water.
Don't put it near fire.
Don't put it near fire.
Okay, we're good.
Don't give it to kids because they might choke on it.
Yeah, don't let kids eat it.
Don't have a pacemaker because it's got magnets in it.
Okay, I can do that.
Don't put it near heat.
Okay, I feel like we're reiterating that point.
Yeah. Don't shock it.
No electric, no fire, no water.
Shock.
Good.
Don't leave it on the charger when you're not using it.
Okay.
Don't use it while you're driving.
Obviously.
Things that you listen to, sounds you rely on as reminders and warnings may have an unfamiliar character when using headphones. Be aware of how this might vary. So, like, sirens are going to sound different, but, like, know that there's sirens happening.
Yeah, noise-canceling headphones are weird because you can't. They're super weird. They just shut you out of the world.
Yeah, you can still hear people talking, it's but a little it muffled. Sounds weird.
Yeah.
Don't use your mobile phone adapters to connect headphones to airplane seat jacks. I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
Don't put it in water.
Okay.
Cautions.
Okay. Don't put it in water.
Don't modify it.
Oh, how would you modify it?
I don't know. Take the circuit out and change the circuit.
Oh.
Long-term exposure to loud music may cause hearing damage. Don't put it in water.
Okay, so that's four times we don't put it in water?
It's four that we don't put it in water.
So I think that the main thing we get from this is don't put it in water. Don't put it near water.
Hold on, we're not done yet.
Oh, okay.
Note, use only with an agency-approved power supply, meeting local regulatory requirements. Cleaning, you might need to clean them sometimes, use a Q-tip or whatever. Important safety instructions. Number one. This is after all the instructions we've already had, by the way. That was the warnings, cautions, don't, and cleaning. Now we are in important safety instructions. Number one, read these instructions.
But
here's what I'd like to point out. If you haven't read the instructions, you wouldn't have seen that instruction, so...
Right. I feel like they should put that at the top.
They should. Number two, keep these instructions. I did. I tore out the English part because it came on this huge sheet with like 12 languages on it.
Yep.
Number three...
So these are not paraphrased. These are the actual warnings.
These are the exact words that it says. One, read these instructions. Two, keep these instructions. Three, heed all warnings. Remember, the warnings were for don't put it in water.
Uh-huh.
Number four, follow all instructions. Number five, do not use this apparatus near water.
Don't put it in water. That's five times.
Number six, clean only with a dry cloth.
Sure.
Number seven, use only attachments/accessories specified by the manufacturer.
Sure.
Number eight, refer all servicing to qualified personnel. Servicing is required when the apparatus has been damaged in any way, such as power supply cord or plug is damaged, liquid has been spilled, or objects have fallen into the apparatus.
Don't put it in water.
The apparatus has been exposed to rain or moisture, does not operate normally, or has been dropped. What I get out of this, folks, is if you have noise-canceling headphones, I would recommend taking caution to not put it in water.
Yeah, don't put it in
water. Don't put it in water.
If it's raining, don't go outside.
Don't wear them in the water. Or, like, have a full body, like, Hannibal Lecter has this, like, almost full body suit when he kills people.
Okay.
It's, like, just plastic. It covers up his, like, he wears a suit underneath it, like, a suit and tie.
Uh-huh.
And then he puts, like, this plastic suit on top of it. Uh-huh. It's got, like, fingers and stuff. So I feel like maybe wear something like that.
Right.
If you need to
his
be in
murder,
water.
Murder suit.
But the Bose Corporation has made it very clear that these are not for use near water.
Yeah. I hope you have your warranty card for that.
I do. I kept it. I'm going to register it.
Okay, so we have a top three we have to do.
Oh, we have a top three. What's top three?
Top three is top three hotels in Vegas.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping you would say the top three would be.
Okay.
All right, what's your number one? What's one of yours?
Okay, I'll save my favorite one for number one, my last one. Mm-hmm. So number three favorite hotel in Vegas is... It's not there anymore. It's the Aladdin,
well,
which doesn't exist
counts,
anymore.
Then,
no,
so.
It does count because they had the best buffet I've ever had.
Okay. There's a lot of buffets in Las Vegas. Every hotel has its own buffet.
I know, but that one was awesome.
I don't know how any of them...
I don't know where the Aladdin went. I'm going to do research.
We didn't go to any buffets either. We really didn't do the Las Vegas thing.
We gambled
and stopped.
When we're done with this podcast, I'm going to look up where the Aladdin went.
Okay.
What it is now.
I have a feeling it's like the Link or one of the other things.
Yeah, I mean...
The Link
it is one of the
new.
Other things. Or the Link.
My number three... Three's tough. I know number one and two, but three's tough. Mm-hmm. We didn't go in Circus. I wish we'd gone in Circus.
Oh, yeah, that's on the north end. Or the Stratosphere.
Yeah, I'm all right with that. Yeah, all right with not going to the Stratosphere. It's gimmicky. It looks like the Seattle, like the needle. Space mm-hmm. needle. It's yeah. just that.
Yeah.
Boy. What's number three? There are a lot of hotels. There are so many hotels.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the Venetian for my number three.
Okay.
I like the Venetian.
It was cool. The canals.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And the shopping. And they had good food there.
Yeah, the problem is there's a lot of shopping in Vegas, but it's all incredibly expensive stuff because it's like high class stuff for people who have money or are drunk.
All right, my number two is...
I got my number two if you're not ready with yours.
I will say my number two is Paris.
Okay. I almost went with that for number three because it's pretty cool. They got like a Paris big Eiffel Tower in it.
Yeah, there's a big Eiffel Tower and they got crepes.
They do have crepes. There were actually a lot of them that had crepes.
Yeah.
But Paris has crepes.
And I also had a great buffet there once.
Yeah, did you? You're all about the buffet.
Yeah.
My number two is Caesar's Palace.
Okay.
Because I thought Caesar's Palace was really cool. That was my favorite until my number one.
Okay.
But no, my number two is Caesar's Palace. Okay. I think Caesar's Palace is great.
Right on.
Honorable mention to the Luxor just because of the pyramid.
Yeah,
because
it's a cool pyramid.
I didn't see it from the outside. I honestly did not see the Luxor from the outside. I only saw it from the inside. And they had these like big like Egyptian like statues and stuff. There's statues in every one of these.
Yeah, there's all crazy architecture.
Mm-hmm.
My number one is the Mirage because it was the first hotel I went to in Vegas. Mm-hmm. And it has the best memories.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
It's not real fancy. I mean, like, they have, like, a little jungle thing or, like, a little oasis near the entrance. Because it's Mirage in the desert or whatever.
Which I pointed out to you.
And I was like, oh.
That's what it is.
But that's where we had our Brazilian food,
too. Because it's in the desert, because Nevada is also a big desert. It's a big desert.
Well, that part of Nevada.
Two tips for if you're ever going to go to Vegas.
Bring water.
Drink a lot of water, because you're going to get dehydrated, because it's the desert. Two, wear comfortable walking shoes.
Yes. Good,
I don't care how pretty you want to look. Wear your sneakers, your tennis shoes, your whatever's going to keep your feet healthy.
Yeah.
My number one is New York.
Oh, yeah.
Because it had a lot of everything. It had a lot of really good food, or good looking food, I guess, in a child.
They had a roller coaster.
It had the just standard casino, but it had the arcade.
Yeah, the arcade.
And that really won me over, because I can be won over by an arcade.
And it had the M&M's store.
And it had... No, it didn't have the M&M's store. That was over the MGM Grand side. Oh. But it did have the Hershey store.
The Hershey store, yeah.
Which is fine. The M&M's store was whatever. It was a lot of the same stuff on every level. I thought about getting an M&M shirt, but I couldn't decide which character I liked the best, because they're all character-based.
Oh, yeah.
I think I like orange, because he looks awkward. But I...
So,
hadn't thought about it.
Yeah, okay, so we've done our top three, we've done our snack.
Final thoughts. Probably won't ever go back to Vegas again.
Yeah.
Unless I have a reason to be there.
That's fair.
I wouldn't go there just for fun.
Okay. My final thought is that we finally have a name for our bunny.
We do! We do! You were looking through the Grand Prix pairings, looking at names. What is our bunny? This is a real person's
name,
by
the way.
Real person who is at the GP. No disrespect to this person. You have an amazing name. Should you ever hear this... You are great, and we will honor you.
Because, we wanted to name our bunny after a real person.
Yeah, we had that whole episode about it.
So this person's name is Ethan Curly Hair, and our bunny's name will be Ethan Curly Hair.
Ethan Curly Hair, even if he has straight hair.
Yeah. I feel bad for him, though. Like, well, if he doesn't have curly hair...
I think a good guinea pig name would be Ethan Curly Hair, too.
Right.
If he
doesn't have curly hair, then I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
But if he does, then okay.
It's ironic, then. It's still okay.
No. He'd be like, man, I don't even have curly hair.
I don't think he'll know. We'll just call him Ethan. It's fine.
I'm going to Google him.
Ethan Curly Hair to see if he's like a real person.
Yeah.
Maybe it's a pseudonym working under.
It could be. Anyway, that's our podcast for this week.
We should really try keeping these a little shorter.
Yeah, well, we talk until there's nothing to talk about.
Yeah, we still probably could say more, but we need to cut it.
Yeah,
we need to
tired.
Shut this down.
We're shut. It's over, bitches. Bye. It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.